Welcome back to the BTB Gorilla Zone. It's your boy BTB Swaggy, along with co-host
BTB Gorilla,
and we got some flavor for y'all today, man. Hope everybody's been having a great month, week, year. You know what I'm saying? All the double times in advance. You know what I'm saying?
I just like saying my name.
You just like saying your name?
Yo, I don't even know why I say it sometimes. I'd be like, that's why I'd be pausing. I'd be debating, but I know they know. But I'd be like, yeah, I like to say it.
It's still good to properly, you know what I'm saying, introduce yourself for the...
I'm an MC at heart. I'm an MC at heart. I ain't mean to cut you off, but, you know.
You know what I'm saying? It was just a basic, you know, regular intro. Nothing too crazy. But, yeah. Anyway, how you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling...
We got a lot going on in the rap, in the hip-hop world. So, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty well, man. I'm feeling pretty well. You know what I'm saying? I'm hitting that bench and shit. You know what I'm saying? Gotta get my weight back up and shit. And, I'm hitting them beats and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, cause I love the hip hop beef, and I feel like this shit is gonna be a conversation that's gonna be had for ever because people love it, and we got some shit going on now that's gonna be, you know, the topic for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm getting right. I love this shit. I feel great. I love the hip hop competition and shit that's going on right now, and I'm getting my shit right so I can show niggas what's up myself.
So going like straight into it, like first off, we got the Drake and Rick Ross controversy little going on. Apparently they having a house battle or some shit, or
they having all sorts of petty shit battle.
He posted Rick Ross house in Miami and was like, he got the content creator starter kit crib, which I guess, like, I don't know what his version of a content creator kit, like, they can just go out and just buy cribs like that, but I guess that's their starter house.
Talking about the ones that's getting money, you know what I'm saying?
But even the ones that's getting money for real, they really be in the condos for real. They don't really be in nothing too crazy. And then if they in Miami and they in something like that, it's normally like an Airbnb or something that they renting out. I don't see too many YouTubers living like that.
I don't think it's like to be taken like literal, you know what I'm saying? But it is like to the point where like when you get in the house, like, you know what I'm saying, you see them niggas with the houses and shit, they got some nice spots for what we, you know what I mean, where anybody like us, we shit, nigga, that's, I mean, I got a couple of spots. But they don't look like those spots.
it's a dope spot. But
I know what you're saying. But yeah, I get what he meant.
But
was corny.
Going from that, it's
that shit corny.
It was a little corny, but at the same, it was like, all right,
it's funny, but it's corny.
Yeah, but going from that, 1090 Jake hopped in the beef. For the people who don't know or may have a somewhat, not literally the slightest clue of who 1090 Jake is. 1090 Jake is a popular YouTuber. He's really known for getting like paperwork and really coming out and exposing the rappers. So he came out and he got himself involved in this Drake and Rick Ross situation. So going into it, he went at Rick Ross. Rick Ross responded and posted paperwork of 1090 Jake and called him a rat. And in response to that, 1090 Jake has pulled up he allegedly shared footage of a training academy to be a CO. And apparently that was like throwing a shot at Ross. Now, for some people, it might be new information. It's really nothing really new. I believe, what'd you say, it came out in what? When him and 50 was beefing?
Yeah, that shit came out a long time ago.
So it's been out. So 1090, he brought it back up. So some people found it ironic that CEO and an alleged rat or snitch, if you want to call him the proper way, are going back and forth. Some people was like, it's crazy because they both really work for the police in a way, which is crazy. And he talks about how, as Rick Ross is the CEO, Rick Ross had said in a, I believe 2017, interview or something like, or no, he spoke in a 2020 interview, and he said he didn't last long, said he only lasted 4 months. 1090 came out, and there was paperwork that from December 29th of 1995 all the way to June 2nd to 1997. That was actually the time that Ross was working. So that was up to 2 years with perfect attendance. So do you really think this could, like, hurt Ross at some point, being that you can call it new information in a way, because not everybody knew it, but in a way, like, everybody knew the whole main purpose that, yeah, he was a CO, like, 50 brought it out when they was beefing.
Not personally, I don't. Speaking for hip-hop, hip-hop don't care. Hip-hop don't care. We don't care. We don't care about that. I'll tell you what we do. We don't like the whole tattletelling thing, but I ain't even really, I'm not like highly informed on that situation. But as far as in the CO thing, I feel like this, right? Hip hop, it comes from the streets and shit, so it's damn sure ironic and awkward. You know what I mean? It'd be just like, it's not like on the same level as a cop doing it, but a CO doing it is awkward. But it's, being a CO is just a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been down. You know what I'm saying? I've been down. So at the end of the day, I done met COs. No matter what, they on the other side. But I done met COs that, you know what I mean? They gonna work with you. You know what I'm saying? And I done met COs where they like super cops. Like, you could tell that they mad that they ain't make it through the police academy. And some of them trying to get in. But either way, if he was one of them super cop type niggas, then yeah, nah. I feel like that's just weird for you to be talking about drugs and all this shit, and you was one of them motherfuckers trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, assist in the discipline of people doing things that they had to do. You know what I mean? I ain't with that hypocrite type shit. But as far as in hip-hop, bro, this is hip-hop beef. We need to always, you know what I mean, remember that this shit is about the music too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's so many elements and people make it about everything else. Now it's about the ghostwriter. Now it's about how big your house is, how much money you got, how many records you done sold,
how big you are.
Like, that shit, it shouldn't matter, bro. Like, look at it like this, right? Like, if it was about that, then there's a lot of motherfuckers you would never have heard from, because you don't start off with a bunch of fucking records sold. That's not how the shit works, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like the hip-hop shit that's going on now, I feel like it was really opening the doors for niggas who could spit, and they gotta take the opportunity to get in. And niggas is. Just the wrong way. I'm not with all that AI shit niggas is doing. I don't like that.
Yeah, we'll get into that shit later. Like, but as far as like 1090 and Rick Ross beefing, tonight, I think... Well, go ahead and say what you was going to say.
That nigga. Come on, bro. You 1090, Jake, and this is like Rick Ross and Drake and all them. What better time to go ahead and say some shit that everybody already knew and shit and throw yourself out there? I mean, I feel like it's good publicity for the nigga and shit like that, but that shit, nigga, ain't nobody beefing with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he trying to get somebody to say the nigga name. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that. I feel like that's more like some old... Instead of really providing information to people and good content to people, I personally feel like that is like kind of like one of them where...
It's an attention grabber.
Yeah, you trying to get some... You trying to... You know what I mean? Which it is what it is.
Which it probably is, because like I said, when he came out like, oh yeah, y'all know Rick Ross, a CO, it was like... Yeah, nigga, I kind of knew that when I was watching the documentary on 50, and he brought it out when him and Rick Ross was beefing that. But so that's already known. But being that you bringing it out, what new information you got? Right. He got perfect attendance. Okay, well, Right. That's it.
Show me the motherfucking. Show me the pink slips and the shit with his motherfucking signature on there where he done wrote niggas up and shit. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You feel me? Like, show me incident
that. Reports and different shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like show me
like
that.
A super cop ass nigga or show me the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Like
show me what type of CEO he was. If he was what type of CEO was he?
Yeah. Because
you just saying, I can get where people probably got that. They'll probably get that narrative like he was probably a goody-goody from that one thing. He had the job for 2 years and he had perfect attendance. But when I see that, it's like, okay, all right, cool. But what else? What else he got?
Yeah, nah, if anything, I feel like what everybody should be talking about and what should have been brought to attention is the thing which everybody still knows is that you are Rick Ross, the likeness of a real person that was out here doing this shit that you talk about like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I feel like, you know what I mean? I feel like if anything, people should have talked about that. But we not in that day and age in hip-hop. I feel like the hip-hop now, I want to hear some shit. Nigga, murder something on this track. That's what I want. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, come on, bro. Hip-hop fucked up right now.
That's why, do you think, like, at some point, this shit kind of going to get played out? Because it's like, being at 1090 jumping in, it's like, bro, you're not even a rapper. Like, you a YouTuber, and you've come out with, you know what I'm saying, great. You came out with, your whole niche is, you know what I'm saying, you come out and you show the paperwork. So you come out and expose the rappers and stuff. But you're not rapping. So you're involving yourself in this beef and you're not even going to hop on the track and do nothing. You're just going to personally attack them. And it's like, I think the people, they just want straight hip hop. They want competitive hip hop.
For sure.
And now it has just gone in a completely different direction there. It's not even making it exciting no more. It's like,
well, it was one thing now where it's like you said, it's getting away from what everybody was getting excited about. And now that you have so many people
coming in, it's
coming
like
coming in from different points, it's like it's not even about the, you know, you don't even hear from the people that we were, you know, that we're all here to see. You know what I'm saying? All you hear is the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think, like I said, I think that takes away from, you know, a lot of the situation too, because everybody should have their opinions and this, that, and the other. But like I said, this shit is hip hop. And at the end of the day, when you see shit like that, you see how many elements and how many attachments there are now to the culture that don't really belong. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that they don't belong, but they're not hip hop. It's like a news reporter and shit. We need the news, but just because you go to the fucking ghetto and record this shit and fucking tell the people what's going on in the ghetto, you are not part of the ghetto. You are not part of the ghetto community, this, that, and the other. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's how I feel about, like, what you were saying about him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not, bro, like, you ain't even, you're not really part of the hip-hop community. You part of the exposing YouTube, social media side of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Documentary.
Yeah.
Find out the truth or find out stories that nobody heard of type.
Right.
You're involving yourself in this hip-hop beef, and it's like, okay, what you finna do, bro? Are you going to jump on a track or something?
And it's not from the right angle, because you're not really exposing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
There's something that you came out with something that everybody know, but it's like, all right, what new information do you have? And the reason why, or from what I've seen, the reason why he even got himself involved in this beef was because he got tired of Rick Ross calling Drake white boy. So he was like, if I can remember correctly, somewhere along the lines of his Instagram post, he was like, coming at Rick, and he was like, since you want to call Drake white boy, this white boy gonna get involved, such and such and such. And then that's when Rick Ross responded with 1090 Jake's paperwork calling him a rat. So that's what set off this whole thing anyway. 1090 Jake felt the way because Rick Ross is calling Drake white boy.
I mean, yo, look, I put it to you like this. Like I said, we just did an episode And I spoke on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit lame, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I ain't on that. You know what I mean? Like, I might say, yeah, that's my white boy over there or .. But even now in today's time and shit, I've gotten away from that a lot more. You know what I mean? Like, old habits die hard, but as far as in coming out and like using that as, what does that fucking mean? These are the moments where hip hop is supposed to get real hip hop and real gritty. But where the fuck is Eminem at right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what hip hop needs right now. Hip hop needs Eminem to come out and fucking drop fucking some fire shit. Hip hop needs fucking Lil Wayne and all the goats that are still around that really, really do that shit. And then the young spitters out here like DaBaby. Where the fuck is DaBaby at as far as in like claiming that, like, hey, what? Y'all niggas, how y'all gonna leave me out this conversation? Oh, and y'all done made it competitive? You feel me? Like, shit, I just seen a couple freestyles from DaBaby.
Yeah, he did a freestyle 2 days ago.
Bruh, murdering shit. You know what I'm saying?
And everybody was like, shit, why can't DaBaby hop on one of these? Why can't he do one of his songs like he do these freestyles? And I was like, I guess it just flowed different.
Yeah, but either way, but that's all I'm saying is in the essence of, right, now is the time for this shit with everybody putting in their 2 cents and everybody coming from all these other different angles. Now's the time for even the females of hip hop that can fucking really put their shit down. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. We need a new a new best female rapper, or even a female rapper that's just the best rapper. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, that's what it's about for me. And yeah, now this shit is getting retarded.
So being that it's getting all crazy and shit, we're going to go ahead and throw AI into the mix. So Speaking of the whole beefs and everything, we still ain't forgot about Kendrick. AI has came out with a track called One Shot. And a lot of people are fooled to believe that that is actually Kendrick. Come to find out, it is a TikToker by the name of Sky the Rapper. He said that he's the one that was behind the AI voice. He recorded it. He pieced it up good. And he said that he thought it was going he thought it was going to be fake the moment that he would posted it or whatever. So he said the moment that he posted it, he thought it was going to be fake. When he seen everybody pretty much taking it like it was real, he was like, it was insane because it's not him, it's AI. He said Kendrick, or he's pretty sure Kendrick's going, he gonna fry way harder on a track like than that. But I bring up AI because you have that track One Shot, and you also have the AI track with Drake's High Whitney, which was confirmed by DJ Academics that it was an AI track. And then also somebody on Twitter, I can't remember his name right now, but he also confirmed that it was 1,000% AI. So I asked that to ask this. Do you feel like AI is going to play a factor into just taking the excitement out of the beef? Because it's like you really can't trust nothing. Because every track is coming out. Now we, instead of really trying to enjoy the music for what it is and listen to the music and listen to the competitive sparring and the messages behind it, we trying to decipher if it's really coming from this nigga or not. Is this the nigga saying it? Or is this somebody, a TikToker, coming out with this?
I mean, I feel like I don't like the confusion. So I would definitely say it takes some of the fun out. It's one of those things where it's like, oh, damn, that's crazy the first time. You know what I mean? Like, man, shit, damn, that's great. Whoa, niggas got me. Bye-bye-bye. What, ain't that bad? Once you see a trend of it becoming, you know what I mean, like, happening, it's like, I respect the hustle because I definitely see people getting noticed that wouldn't have gotten that type of recognition and stuff. But like I said, yeah, it's one of those dangerous things to the point where, as though now, not only does it make it so as though we're not listening to the music the right way, But the artists themselves are now put in a position to, they're being challenged by themselves in the essence, but a fake version of themselves. What happens when somebody likes an AI version of Kendrick Lamar better than they like the regular version of Kendrick Lamar? You know, and it's not, it's just one of those things where it's like, not, it shouldn't be necessarily wrong to do, but it don't feel right. You know what I mean? Because it's just weird. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he can always say, well, fuck that, my true fans, this, that, and the other, but shit, a motherfucker could lose his fan base to, but if somebody can just emulate, you know what I mean, what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like he said, he studied, he knew his mannerisms, he knew his emphasis on the T's, and when you really listen to the track, it really sound like Kendrick. It sound like Kendrick is rapping on that.
You lose your value. I haven't heard too many people say this, but I look at everything in the essence of how the streets work and how the game works, and you lose your value anytime somebody else has the same product that you have. You know what I'm saying? And that's just that's basically what it is. It's like, yeah, shit, you was one of a kind. Now, they don't need to clone you. They just motherfucking artificially duplicate your voice and this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. So it's a fucked up situation.
And then they can drop it and get like 400 or a million views, and then they'll really think it's that artist.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it's like, man, that's bullshit, bro. Because now I got to compete with myself. You feel me?
People, oh, yeah. Oh, man. Man, you need to keep this sound. And they'd be like, bro, that's not even me.
Right, exactly. Well, I like the way that was flowing, man. Y'all, man. Hey, now your fans want you to try sound that. Like,
they want you to sound like that, and
come on, bro.
You do it the wrong way to where it sound off, you're gonna start losing that fan base. They're gonna be like, here come the fall off comments.
And yeah, and as far as in hip hop beef, yeah, it makes it corny as fuck, because it's like, and like I said, I respect the hustle. But, nigga, if you can rap and shit like that, you gotta get in on your shit. You can't jump in on no rap beef and get in under somebody else's name. It's like stealing somebody else's ticket into the, you know what I mean, into the fight and shit. It just don't have the same feeling or nothing. Like, it's just weird. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people don't really respect the craft. You know what I mean?
Some people calling it fake, though, some people, not fake as in him, but like, well, I say fake as in like they don't feel like he made the track. They don't believe him when he say that he came out and said it, which is bound to happen when you come on the internet and you say that you made a track that went viral and it sound like some people's favorite artists.
Well, but if he did or didn't, you know what I mean? Think about what type of confusion just that right there makes. Now motherfuckers can say, shit, that probably ain't Drake on the first jump. Or what if this isn't Drake? Or this, that, and the other. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of them now where niggas is going, like you said, they going to listen to the music different. Motherfuckers going to listen to your regular albums and be sitting there wondering,
Is this him?
I wonder if this nigga Drake is even really still right.
You feel me?
Is this nigga even still in the studio?
Then you're going to have them trying to decipher, like,
yeah,
what does he say when it's really him?
And that's what I mean. Like, exactly, like, it's gonna be weird shit, bro. It's gonna be weird shit. It's already weird.
But that's why I said, do you feel like it's gonna kind of like burn the beef out? Because it's like all these tracks dropping, supposedly leaked diss tracks, but it's not even them. They not even Drake dropping Give Me 50. I think that was really him, but it got leaked. That's not even, and it's still to this day not even an art officially released. Right. So it's like it just has so many people questioning it to the point where, like, I seen a comment where, like, this is just taking the excitement that I had in the beginning. It's just taking it out of me.
This beef is going to get burnt out for a few reasons. One, it was going to sizzle out faster than most anyway, just because niggas wasn't saying nothing. Like I said in the last fucking episode we did, the energy, bro, the energy off. This shit don't really feel like beef. It felt the Rick Ross and Drake situation, that shit feel like there's something going on. You know what I'm saying? That's more than rap. That's
like, my, like they had animosity or something.
Yeah, there's something going on there. That's none of my damn business. You know what I'm saying? But past that, bro, it don't have hip-hop energy, like competitive spirit energy. It just don't have that. And it's just, like I said, I hope that it leaves that space for other rappers to go ahead and start challenging and claiming the title. You know what I mean? That's what I want.
But you, yeah, this you want somebody to, you want somebody to claim the title for real?
Well, I feel like somebody should always be claiming the title. I feel like somebody always should be claiming the title. And I feel like the person that has the title should not just be acknowledging their peers, but also the artists that are on a lower platform that have that skill level. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like I said, like we were talking, like in boxing. You know what I mean? Like you work your way up them ranks. But there's a lot of fucking artists in this world. You know what I'm saying? That's just, it is what it is.
And even speaking of boxing, I seen somebody the other day that was like, bro, that David, that Ryan Garcia and who, David Haney, it was like, man, that shit was a publicity stunt. Cause they was like, look at that boxing match and look at the, one of the Paul brothers and Mike Tyson. He was like, that shit, it was heavily pushed in the beginning and now it's just poof. It's just gone. And I was like, well, it's kind of like what you said in the beginning. When they pushed it, whatever episode Ryan Garcia had, blessings to that brother, whatever he was going through, it was pushed all around. So it got pushed where it needed, and it's just sitting in the back cut, waiting to happen, or waiting for that day to come so they can go out and box. But most people feel like that was a heavy distraction because now it's not as talked about as it was in the first, like, what, last month or so.
Yeah, well, it just takes away from the craft. I think people still want to see Haney. That's just what it is. People still want to see Ryan. They still want to see the fight. But no, it does take away from you talking about it because people aren't there for that. You know, the social media world, the internet world, all that shock factor bullshit. That is what has killed a lot of sports, a lot of entertainment, because at first it was good for business, and now it's bad for business, but everybody is still doing it like it's still good for business. You know what I mean? And like, you know, now we don't want to see that now. You know what I'm saying? Now we really want to see people getting beat up again. That's what we really want to see. Fuck all the talking and all the pre-fight bullshit. And I mean, you can keep the pre-fight bullshit. I love the pre-fight bullshit. But all that extra social media back and forth and this, that, and the other, no. You know what I'm saying? I want to see training videos, sparring videos, niggas getting knocked out. That's it.
Just people going to sleep.
You know what I'm saying? Or fucking just good fights and stuff. Like I said, the same thing. All this shit, bro. Hip-hop, everything that we... Whatever you do, like, now it's just so much extra shit involved. You know? I can't even do anything without somebody saying, hey, is that on social media and this, that, and the other? Like, motherfucker, I'm right here. Well, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, shit. That shit corny.
So, speaking of, while we're on social media, do you feel like as we go further along, it's going to be more detrimental to the youth? Or do you feel like now... is the worst that it's going to get before it get better?
That's a hard one. That's a hard one. It depends on how we handle things as people, I feel like technology and social media and all that stuff, there are benefits to it. There's no doubt about it. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's about how we move forward as we continue to progress, knowing the damage that can come from it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's a hard thing to do. It's a thin line because we're in America. You know what I'm saying? So we don't do that regulation. We're not heavy on regulating speech and shit like that. So that's where that comes into play. But it's one of those things where I don't feel like social media is really a freedom of speech. I don't feel like that's really like freedom of speech. I feel like I said like probably like a few seasons ago, we still operate a country on rules and shit and constitutions and rights that don't equate to how the world is today. So it doesn't add up at the end. You feel what I'm saying? That's the part right now that doesn't work. It would be like if the cost of goods kept going up, but the price, but the wages and the income didn't go up with it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the scenario that it creates. So, yeah, nah, it's about how we handle that shit as people. Yeah, I mean, we gotta recognize that, yeah, there's benefits. We need to take them benefits, and we need to learn from the younger generation and stuff that is going to be going into it. And they also need to be able to receive and learn from the older generation as well. You know what I'm saying?
So that's what I was going to say. Do you feel like it needs to be like a combination of the older generations teaching the youth and also the youth teaching, like, kind of 50-50, like you said?
Yeah, it's
gotta learning be. From me, you learning, you know what I'm saying?
It's gotta be. That's how things work. I mean, it's just like, you know what I'm saying, like the boy that comes by, you know what I mean, with all his technical issues and stuff, he's an older dude, so I understand that. I have to bridge that gap. That's my responsibility as a person. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not obligated, but that's my responsibility as a person to bridge the gap for the generation older than me that isn't in tune with all this stuff that we got right now. And vice versa. I'm going to learn things from them about things that are no longer being done in ways that are no longer being done that, you know, will help me with what I'm going through in current time.
It's like you said about free speech, even though, you know what I'm saying, America is supposed to be free speech, when you hop on, even on social media, it's not really no free speech. And I say that because I was scrolling through my feed and something had popped up with, I think they call it Mallory dancing or Mallory male dancing or something like that. So I'm watching it. And it's a dude, but he's dancing in the likeness of a girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's doing the dances and stuff. Like, he's know what I'm saying? He's a gay male. But I go to the comments, and I'm looking at most of the comments are the older generation. And, like, I seen one, and he was like, I'm 59 or 62, one of them. He was like, you know, in my day, this wouldn't be like allowed, this wouldn't be like tolerated. So of course people reply to him, you know what I'm saying, crucifying him, stuff like that, saying these is new times. Would somebody hit him with the question, would you rather your son be doing this or be in the streets? A couple people answered that they would rather their son be doing that. And somebody has said, if you really want to be real, when you're no father that's really sitting in the stands would really want his, would want to really look at his son doing that. So, it was, you know what I'm saying? It was the social media thing, but then, like, what you had said on free speech, it had drew me back to, like, I'm pretty sure there was a point in time where, in his day, it was unheard of, really, for a dude to be doing that. Especially, pretty much like on a cheerleading team, like it was unheard of at that time. But I guess he didn't. It's just I don't know if it's ignorance or just like really just the lack of knowledge of knowing, like, times is different, and in order for you to be updated, you do have to learn from the youth some. And I'm sure he could teach the youth something. Like, if you 59 or 62, whatever, whichever one, I'm sure you could teach them something valuable, but you do also have to learn to learn new things and be up to date as far as male Mallarat dancing. So
that's the first time I've ever heard of it. Honestly, yeah, I ain't never heard of this shit before.
I never seen it in my life. I was just scrolling and it popped up, and I was just like, I was sitting there like, yeah, that's crazy. Bro was doing all type of flips. Bro was doing back flips with the right hand. Then he hit another black flip with the left hand.
I ain't gonna lie.
You feel me? And
old school, that ain't my lane.
Yeah, and pretty much I seen another comment that was saying that too. He was like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got nothing against it, but this ain't his. And he still got crucified for it. People were still like,
people probably say something about me saying that. I don't give a damn. I put it like this. Fuck all of that shit. I'm not with that shit. Like I said, do we live in a different world? We damn sure do. That don't make shit right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am one of them people where as though if technology, if fucking nukes went off, God forbid, and all that stuff, and technology reverted back, you are going to be trapped in the skin that you are in. That is what you who you were made, who you came out as. I give a damn what chromosomes, hormones feel like this or in between, whatever. You are going to be in the skin that you're in. And that's my issue with a lot of things. I don't, like I said, but past that shit, everybody going to do what they want to do. And I'm going to say what I want to say. And I ain't going to hate on nobody. But yeah, that's how I feel about that shit myself. Fuck.
As far as the war, like, I ain't been keeping up with the Ukraine war lately. As far as the war, though, there are some people that are convinced that Ukraine is, like, winning. And I'm neither here nor there. But, I forgot what it was. I'm neither here nor there, but as far as the people that think Ukraine is winning, from the research that I've done, they are not entirely winning. Like, they are, don't get me wrong, they are doing their part of the war by causing, you know what I'm saying? They are doing their part, but mostly majority, when you really read it, it seems that Russia is counterattacking most of their weak points, and they're saying like Ukraine is losing double. But for the people on the internet, that's why I say social media could be, I don't know how it's gonna be in the future, but on this way, like, it's crazy how you can spin the narrative and make it seem like Ukraine is winning, when I'm not saying like Ukraine is in a position where, like, I'm not even gonna say that, but I'm just gonna say that to say this. Ukraine, like, social media is, I don't know, I feel like later down I feel like it could be more detrimental to the youth, because, like, the way it look now, like, bro, we can get on there and you can see somebody from the simple fact just get gunned down. And, like, I remember a few, like, years ago, you couldn't even see nothing like that. Like, you damn near had to go on the dark web just to see something like that.
Oh, yeah. Now, the norms and extremes and stuff that are, the shit that's allowed is just different now. The extremes and things that we want to see and are used to are different now. And there's just different things in place, man. Different shit happened in history and in times that just change how things work. And it's just like it's a crazy operation how shit goes. But once things change, it never seems to go back. It more or less progresses into some new bullshit. So, but I don't know. I ain't into the whole war situation and stuff right now. I feel like we just got too much going on over here in the States.
I know, as far as coming back to the States, we got NBA Youngboy, man. You know, his real name is Contrell Golden?
Nah, I know that.
I didn't even know that either. But he's 24, you know what I'm saying? 24, he got arrested Tuesday evening, it says. Got arrested Tuesday evening on a federal case for additional, like, he got arrested for, like, 6 charges. Here I got him. He got unlawful activity, attempting to procure drugs. And for those of you that don't know what procure means, it means obtain. So you have that. You have identity fraud, possession of a controlled substance, and a dangerous weapon by a restricted person. He has no bail set as of Wednesday afternoon. Do you think he's done for?
I mean, done for?
Then it's it for him.
Nah. Eh, shit, bro, these rappers nowadays, I don't fucking know. I honestly, do I think so? Probably won't be. And he young, like you said, so it probably won't be. I don't see it being the end of it. I really don't. But anything is possible.
Anything is possible?
Anything is possible.
I mean, like, 6 charges, especially, like, for, I think, because this says a dangerous weapon. I don't know if that's, you know what I'm saying, if that's just how they label it, just a weapon. Well, this should say a dangerous weapon by a restricted person. Like,
yeah, no, but he should. If he was a normal person, nigga wouldn't be come home for a little bit. But he not a normal person. And unless they choose to make an example out of him or some shit like that, or there ain't no information or nothing like that going on. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I think that he gonna be smacked? Probably not. You feel me? Should he be smacked? Most definitely. If you know what I mean? And a nigga in that situation. I'm not gonna say should he be smacked. But yeah, a nigga in that situation, boy, shit, ain't a good situation.
Do you think they gonna make an example out of him?
They could, but do I think so?
Being that, I only say that being because it's like, he had no bail set as of Wednesday afternoon. Now, whether they might set one later on, but
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He has been in a lot of shit, but
because also when I was reading up on it, he's been on house arrest since October 2021.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he gonna see nothing crazy. Honestly, like I said, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'd be surprised.
Be surprised?
I'd be surprised.
I hope he pulled through, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want jail on nobody. You know what I'm saying? But when I'm looking at it, I just wish he would have chilled out. Like, bro, chill.
Yeah, no, for you know sure. I make
when I see attempting to obtain drugs, I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they trying to get high, do something. You know what I'm saying? He is on house arrest. We're not gonna act like, bro, been on house arrest since October 2021. So I'm like, that's crazy. Man. So he was bound from that time all the way up until now. Anybody could expect, yeah, the nigga probably was trying, you know what I'm saying, get some drugs. You know what I'm saying? Get some weed in the system. You know, anything. But I was just thrown off with identity fraud and all that.
But yeah, I feel like you can't even put yourself in that type of situation sometimes, for real. I mean, he rich, so I damn sure would have tried to make that shit work my damn self. But at the same time, it'd be like, it's better to do the time than take super long parole or probation sentences. Or house arrest sentences. Like, that's a long-ass time, like you said. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't know. Like I said, I don't know all the circumstances of it. I know it is one of the moments where you're like, yo, what the fuck is you doing?
That's what I expressed. Because I'm like, bro, you was, like, you chilling, like.
That's that getting fired on your day off shit. That's that motherfucking.
He just bought one of his employees a house.
Yeah.
Like, big-ass house, too.
But like I said, I don't know the circumstances and shit, and it is very easy to violate. They do put you in situations where it's it can be very hard to fulfill a probation, a house arrest sentence, or whatever the case. But it can be done as well. But I don't recommend taking long sentences on them joints. You know what I mean? That's not how I get down. I will take the time.
As far as time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, when do you think it's time for hip hop to finally take that curve to where it need to be brought back? First off, where you feel like hip hop gonna go at this point?
Shit. Everywhere under the sun. Certain doors have been opened and the areas haven't been fully explored. As much as a lot of people don't like AI and its interaction with music and music creation on the vocal level and the songwriting level, the door has already been open. Pandora's box has already been open with AI in general. Everything that everybody was fearing about motherfucking AI and all that shit, this is just a visual representation of, damn, Stephen Hawking was right? What the fuck? Yeah, this is a visual representation of that. This is that moment where the people who are really paying attention are going to be like, oh shit, damn. You know what I mean? That's why all these motherfuckers got bunkers, because even music ain't safe. Music is one of the most influential things that there is on earth. More people listen to music than do damn drugs. You know what I'm saying? There is more things related to the changes in people's appearances, attitudes, and everything that relate to tones, music, and rhythms and stuff like that than anything else. So now that you have computers and stuff interacting with this, and you see people, these are motherfucking YouTubers that are making these songs, and regular people, these are not the geniuses and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, that are back there behind the lab while working on the other
TikTokers
shit. You feel me? Not that they're not smart, obviously they're fucking pretty fucking
brilliant,
smart.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? But,
and it's a great, and it's like, don't get me wrong, it's a great song, my nigga. It's a great song. But that's just one of the things where it's like, oh man, yeah, nah.
It's bad news.
Yeah, nah, they don't, come on now. Kendrick, like, nah.
It's bad news. Because like I said, right now it's Kendrick and it was Tupac and it was this and that and the other. The next thing you know is, like I said, oh, this person that you've been listening to and that you fell in love to, this next industry plant or whatever that they want to call it. Oh yeah, that person ain't even fucking real. That person does not exist
at all.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the next move.
But then they going to have they going to have a whole Instagram page.
They're going to have it all. They're going to have it all.
It's going to make it seem like they in.
Yeah, they're going to have shows and stuff that you've never seen or even heard of. Like, how the fuck did, what the,
you're going to show up to the concert. You can be like, yeah, where the artist at? It's going to be a big-ass screen.
or not. It'll probably be like I said, because we're past that day. We've been had projectors and all that shit that can do 3D imaging on stage. So.
Or they might.
Like I said, like, we're past.
They might put up a, whatchamacallit. Dang, I can't think of it.
We're right using now. Virtual fucking headsets and stuff.
They might.
That's where the flip comes. Yeah. That's where they you at. You put on a virtual headset and you get everybody to buy these virtual headsets and this augmented reality shit and this spatial reality, right? And then you have AI fucking characters and AI women and AI this, that, and the other. And now it's a wrap. Just like that. I'm trying to tell you. Watch. This shit won't make it nowhere because they ain't gonna let a nigga tell the truth.
Because they already do it. In a sense, with modeling. Remember that the Spanish model? She make her company $10,000 a month.
Bro, and there's so many of them.
So they already
make your own now.
Exactly.
That's the thing that they're doing now. Now you can make your own. We threw it out there. It worked. Now you can make your own.
So now the modeling agency already took over with it.
Right. So when is it that you're going to start scrolling down your Instagram feed and it's going to be, hey, you want to make music and don't know how to? and don't have any talent at all, look, we have this wrapped up now for you. So now you don't have to be as smart as those other dudes that are doing it now. Now all you got to do is push a couple buttons and type a story or type some phrases in here, and AI got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, this shit fucked up.
That's about to take away all the originality.
Be drawing and shit, right? And I was looking through some pictures and shit, and I was showing her some pictures and some drawings and stuff, and she was like, I don't like that. I'm like, why not? She's like, that's AI. Like, how you know that's AI? She's like, I can just tell. And she's an artist. So it's like,
they know.
Hearing this from a kid, I'm they like, know. Oh shit. Like, not only can you tell that it's AI still at this point, but you don't appreciate the fact that that is not a real person doing what you have to, you know what I mean, work to do, and that you love to do, and this, that, and the other.
That's why I say it takes away from the originality. Like, it takes away the, it's pretty much like when you go into a restaurant, or like they say when you go into a fancy restaurant and you order the food and you sitting at the table and you ask for a to-go box. They say the chef in a fancy class restaurant, that's really, like, offensive. That's pretty much, like, chewing the food, spitting it on the floor. That's pretty much what you're doing. You're taking away from the originality. All the hard work that an artist got to go through to make that masterpiece, you can type it in 5 seconds.
Yeah,
and get double the amount.
You fill in the space, but there's already too many people.
And get double the amount of traction that artist really had to put in to do that.
You fill in the space, there's already too many people. Everything, there's too many fucking people. Excuse me. Trying to be... There's too many people trying to be famous, trying to be entertainers, trying to be this, that, and the other. So once you have AI also filling this space where you have fucking real humans trying to make it, and AI can do... AI is going to put in the real work because it's not going to get tired. It doesn't have bills to pay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't got kids. It ain't got no stresses or worries. It don't need to smoke a blunt. It don't need to smoke a cigarette or vape or nothing. AI is just gonna be producing the content that analytically it knows people want. It's like I said, we are in a fucked up world right now. Right now, that shit is about to get real fucked up for hip hop, for business owners, for you know what I mean, like all around, bro. So yeah.
So it's just about to get hectic right now.
Once AI can make you laugh, boy, these comedians are in fucking trouble. That's why they getting their money and getting out of the way now. You know what I'm saying? Comedy is going to be fucked soon because AI will be able to make you fucking laugh. If it can't already.
It just got to sound like your favorite comedian.
Yeah, even if it ain't got to sound like your favorite comedian. What if it can tell you how to do it? Like I said...
How to be a comedian? Yeah,
this phrase, dot, 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 pause. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about the timing.
Yeah, so, it could breed the next comedian.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Anything. There's pros and cons, but like I said, we're going down a dark path. The hell with AI and music. This is fucking hip-hop. It comes from the streets, not zeros and ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
that's what it is.
That's how that adds up. But that was pretty much it for me, except the Diddy situation. I kept up with that a little bit. He's getting hit with a summons by Lil Rod. Lil Rod has he filed a $30 million lawsuit for sexual misconduct, grooming, sex trafficking, enforced drug and use fraud.
That's a lot.
That is definitely a lot.
That's a lot.
That is not really a great look, I would say.
Even with that shit, ain't nobody worrying about that Diddy shit no more. Like I said, we live in one of them worlds, man. This shit is microwave. You know what I'm saying? We live in a microwave world, bro. They don't give a fuck about Diddy now. Until his ass show up in court,
then it's I think people just want to see how this play
Once
out.
Once he show up in court, it's gonna be going crazy. I'm trying to tell you, as soon as that nigga show up in court, going crazy. Until then, something else gotta happen.
Yeah, these people just waiting to see how it's gonna play out before everybody get to chopping the bottom again.
But you're not.
But his attorney came out and was like, quote unquote, Lil Rod is nothing more than a liar who filed a $30 million lawsuit shamelessly looking for undeserved payday. His reckless name dropping about events that are pure fiction and simply did not happen is nothing more than a transparent attempt to garner headlines. Which, of course, attorney...
Well, it's getting headlines, whether it's either
way. What lawyer wouldn't come out and defend his client?
It's hard to... Yeah, I mean, money suits, them lawsuits, when it's a civil suit and it's them high dollar amounts, it does make it difficult because money means motive. And unfortunately, even in real situations, that's what you are forced to look at. You know what I mean? Like, you are forced to look at $30 million. Out of anything that you will remember out of that, you will remember $30 million. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's like that. If Diddy settles out and fucking ends up fucking whoop, next thing you know, you don't hear about no lawsuit that was settled, can't nobody talk about it, then, yeah, it makes Diddy look crazy. If, you know what I mean? But it already happened.
Yep. So, I mean, like I said, some people just waiting to see how it play out, and it. Some people are actually expecting the billionaire shit to happen for him to just, you know what I'm saying, go back to like nothing happening. You know what I'm saying? But
like fucking,
they want to see how it play out because, like I said, he recently sold Revolt for an undisclosed amount. But
most up,
we gonna see. Troop Squad, that's been your boy BTB Swaggy. I hope that y'all have a good day, man. I hope y'all just have a great day and a great year, man. Y'all keep pushing on.
And make sure you go check out the btbrevolution.com. There is new merchandise up on there. And yeah, you can get your feet right and all that stuff for the summer. And you know, represent, you know what I'm saying? This is hip hop. And I feel like the clothing, as well as all of the things that we do at BTB, are just hip-hop. So support hip-hop. Tune in, tap in, and yeah, all that other shit in between. And we're going to keep trying to do what we do for y'all, for real, for real. And that's what it is. Big Griller.